Yes, my people, welcome to another episode of Inside AFTV. And I've got someone very special to these four walls, actually, in AFTV. I spoke about Pioneer with Robbie and Ty and Pippa and Lee. But right now, I've got someone massive. Mr. AFTV, but now Mr. Barstool. I've got troops in the building, people. Come on. Superstar in his own right.
We're back again. It's like Dipset, bro. You get me? Like, you know, like when fucking... Can I swear?
Of course you can swear, but it's all right, man.
I'm going on that AFTV live thing. Robbie said I can't swear, blood.
Oh yeah, this one is chill. You can let loose.
So like, it's like when Cam signed to Rock. Like, obviously you're still Dipset,
but
I'm signed to the Rock, innit? So obviously, man will always be AFTV.
Yeah.
But I'm just signed to Barstool.
I hear
big
that.
Up Barstool, big up AFTV.
Big up Barstool, yeah. Big up Barstool as well. And this is the first time I've ever had one guest. I always do it in pairs.
Hey, you saying that?
Yeah, but Chooch, you got the main spot. You got the whole sofa. And another first, the first person to ask for alcohol when I ask everyone what they want to drink. Normally people say, you know, Oasis, Ty got water, all of that. But you know, you got the Henny and Coke.
Yeah, come on. You get me? It has to be done, blood. You get me?
Like, for real. All right, I want to quickly check with you, Chooch, bro. You're back in London. Let's start with... Well, you're back. Like, what's it like being back, first of all? Have you felt the effects of being back in London? And why are you back, obviously? Because we know you're obviously in Barcelona, America. What are you telling me? What happened? Why are you here?
Nah, flipping. So, right, this is actually the first time I'm actually putting out there in the public.
Oh, swear?
Yeah. So, you're actually getting an exclusive. Because I haven't told you lot.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're here for a while. Oh, shit.
Yeah. You're getting the exclusive. You're getting it before Robbie. Like, so who's in here? James?
Oh, Rob and Brennan. Yeah.
So you gotta get sold. I'm basically back to prepare for my wedding. You get me?
Swear down.
Yeah, so like me and Lily are engaged now, innit?
Big up. Oh man, that's big people things, man.
Yeah, like,
and the bag must be nice though.
Yeah, boy,
you got the money there for the wedding?
With what she's asking.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yo, I might have to just phone Portnoy and say, yo, I might need an extra 20 pounds. You get me? Like, fucking hell, mate.
Right, you're planning the wedding. So over here then?
Yeah, over here. Yeah. So I'm back here to plan that.
Mad.
Sort out the venue and whatnot. And then I'm going back. In November.
Yeah.
And I'm back for Christmas. And then obviously, when I come back for Christmas, we'll get married.
Fuck.
In January.
Congrats, man. That's huge still.
Yeah.
Big proper things.
The next move in life.
Yeah, man.
The next step, blood. You understand? I've been with her since, 2005? Like, not the whole time, innit? Call out ups and downs.
Of course.
Man was young, dumb, full of cum. You get me? You have to be real with it. Like,
no,
understand?
Bro,
like,
I hear it. No, I know.
So,
I know.
Understand, obviously, a couple ups and downs, but yeah, from like 2005, 2006, she's been in my life, blood.
Yeah, respect.
Two kids. You get me? When I go out there, she's riding. You get me? It's only right, blood.
Quickly on that as well, I remember seeing you at the million subscriber party, and this is when you done FIFA 20, the Volta, and I remember you speaking, doing a speech about how your missus was there with the man then when you was watching, playing FIFA, and she was there sitting in the back, and you've come all this way to now being in the game. She's been there from the beginning, man. You got respect. Listen, fair play, man. Ride or die, and I respect you for that, man. And congrats again on kind of sorting over the wedding and all of that.
Man, you lot invited as well.
Come on. It's gonna be a couple steps as well. Some yardy moves as well. We're gonna have that. We're gonna have candy playing and
proper thing,
proper,
blood.
Yeah.
You understand? Like half her section's Irish.
Yeah.
My section's Caribbean.
That'd be a vibes.
So you get me? No black, no dogs, no Irish. It's already a link up. You understand?
Come on.
So it's pure vibes.
Come on. I love that. Hey, Treats. It's a nice way to start it.
Yeah,
man. So what's it like being? Have you really touched road since you've been in London? Like, have you felt, because obviously after lockdown, I'm going to be honest, when me and James joined AFTV, we did a lot from home, most of it from home, most of the videos. But then when we came out onto going to games and stuff, you feel the effects of, people watch the channel. What's it like since you've been, just walking around London, say, still get stopped at everywhere you go?
It's the same, blood.
Yeah?
I can't lie. Like, if anything, it's got more. You understand? If anything, the love has grown.
Okay.
Get me? Because they haven't seen us for a long time and they're watching the content. And then obviously I moved to America. So it's like, you get me? Troops is not even here no more, blood.
Yeah.
So when they see me back in London and whatnot,
it's love.
It's mad, bro. It's overwhelming.
Like, yeah.
I appreciate it every time, bro.
Of course.
It's mad, bro. Without the people, them, I wouldn't be here having this conversation with you.
Word.
You get me? So whenever I see the people, them, I always take time out. You get me?
Photos.
Yeah,
love.
My girl's like, babe, come, like, yo, we're running late for dinner. I'm like, yo, like, that's cool now. She's like, oh, come, like, she gets annoyed, like, Because every minute she's taking the picture.
Oh, so like, oh, you do that, you do it, hey,
babe. Yeah, I'm like, yo, babe, take that. You get me? Like, the selfie thing, like, you get me? I'm on it, but like, but if I'm by myself, then selfie, innit? If I'm with like one of the man them, or I'm with my gal, I'll be like, yo, babe, take the picture, innit? Like, so yeah, you get me? It's proper. More, it's better. Mm. But yeah, man, it's just love, blood. It's mad.
Oh, it's mad truth. That's wicked. I want to, I know you've done a lot of podcasts. You did the Winners Talking podcast. I know you did one with Poet and Vooj.
Yeah.
And you spoke about some things that I'm not going to spend too long on because you can find it on YouTube and go find out those podcasts. But you were born in Jamaica, right?
No, I was born here.
Born here. Oh, okay. But you spent you lived in Jamaica for a long time. Yeah. So I just want to for a little bit, just talk on like your experience when you was in Jamaica. Yeah. For me, that was new knowledge for me because sometimes people don't understand that when you're on YouTube and stuff, that you haven't really experienced real life. And I know Jamaica, the guy that, listen, you see things in Jamaica that you'll never see here. Mm-hmm. And people take that for full when you're on camera shouting and whatever you're doing. But they don't realize that, yo, I've seen things, people, like, relax. So just time in Jamaica, what was it saying?
It was mad. Like, at that point, like, mum was like, not on the road, but like, flirting with it.
Yeah.
I was with my cousin. My cousin was a big influence, I'm not gonna lie. Mm. He was like, road, you get me? Proper road.
Mm.
So like, I bought my first spliff with him.
Yeah,
I bought my first cigarette with him.
How old were you really around these times?
So when I bought my first spliff, my first cigarette, I was 9. And then my first zubby, I was 10.
Blood fire.
And then the first alcoholic drink I had was like a Smirnoff Ice or WKD.
Hold that WKD.
My mum gave me that.
Yeah.
But she like just poured like a little bit. You get me? Because I remember having baby. You're a Caribbean man. Mm. So like, every man had baby sham in their cupboard.
Yeah.
I remember having a little sip of that. But the first proper thing I remember was like Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah.
You get me? So
sweet as well. Kind of sweet as well. You know, we like the sweet.
Some ice in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice.
Like sugar in there. Yeah, come on.
So, like, man was flirting with it a bit. My cousin was proper, like, but like, he was like an influence.
Mm.
So, like, obviously, I was trying to like do what he was doing.
Yeah.
Not going as far as he was at that point, but I was still trying to.
Was he a lot older than you? Or?
He was a year older than me.
Okay. Yeah.
He was from like flipping Harlesden sides. Bro. You get me?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know Northwest 10 already.
It's mad.
It's a mad thing around there. You get me? So he was in it from young. And then I'm with him every weekend.
Mm.
You get me? Stay at each other's houses, rare tear.
Mm.
So then my mum, like, I got kicked out of school in year 10 and I went to Pavilion. So then my mum was like, you think you're like, that. So that summer, I got kicked out of Pavilion as well.
So it's Pavilion like centre, I think, for in South, when we have like, we get taken to a naughty boy. It's like a naughty boy school.
In North.
Yeah.
So then that summer, my mum was like, I'm sending you to Jamaica for the whole summer. She's like, you think you're bad, and you're going to go see real life, like, da da da. So I went out there, and then I just saw some different shit, blood. Like, Jamaica, it's a different thing, bro.
I ain't
been out there since then.
I I'm gonna be honest, I haven't been. My dad's from Kingston, Jamaica, and he just said like, you still have to hunt goats and that for food, and like there's bodies, and he sees it's mad. I hear it's mad over there.
Like, I remember I see the first dead body I saw was in Jamaica. Like, we were just walking back up the through the garrison. You know, they call them garrisons. They call the ghettos garrisons. So I'm walking through the garrison, and everyone's like cornered up on the flipping corner of the road, and there's tape, like police tape and red tape. And then there's just three men lying on the floor dead.
Bloody
holes in their body.
Yeah.
Flies going in them. It was mad. These times I was about 16.
Jeez, boy.
You get me? But that was normal in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
Like, I lived through a hurricane.
Oh, right. So it's Jamaica. Yeah, they always have hurricanes.
So, for 7 days, we had no light, no water, nothing. I was eating biscuits and drinking like bottles of water, blood. You understand? Couldn't bath, no light, nothing, blood. And because of the hurricane, like, people are like, obviously all the shops are closed, so the people that don't have like money and emptying the poorer people, they're trying to rob the shops and
yeah.
So you're seeing enough man get killed and rare tear. You're seeing like, because people have like zinc as their roof, it's like a piece of metal.
You're seeing
zinc fly in the air, blood. Like some difference. You're seeing the car pick up and flip.
Self like,
it was mad out there, bro.
You get me?
And like, my cousins were proper like road, so when I was with them like in certain places, I was like rotted. This is mad. And they'd tell, like, certain time, they tell me, like, yo, you're not coming out with us tonight.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, I'd hear someone's dead. I'm like,
it's mad.
This is mad.
So did you say it worked for you with coming back to the UK?
Nah, not really, because, you get me? When I came back is when I turned into trooper.
Okay.
When I turned into trooper, like.
Okay.
It just, you know me? I was just doing what every kid young on an estate in London does, blood. Yeah. Whether you're in North, South, East and West, running around with my man them.
This is, yes, London, real life.
With certain man.
Yeah.
doing what we were doing.
Yeah.
It was what it was.
But listen, real life though, where we're at now is a blessing, massive blessing. Man, I want to quickly talk to the time of like when, but not when you first joined AFTV, because I know the story that you begged, or not begged, but you said to Robbie, you told Robbie like, let me get interviewed. But I want to talk about just before then. Obviously, Cheeky Sport had an effect on you and your career. And I'm gonna be honest, Joel. I met Joel at an event when I was body doubling for Rashford, and he kind of had an effect on my life as well. He got me involved in a lot of stuff as well. But Cheeky Sport, how much was, well, you meeting them, working with them, Dave and Joel, like, did they have a big influence on, well, where you are today?
Yeah, like, for me, like, I used to watch AFTV, yeah?
Yeah.
I used to watch Claude. RIP my brother.
Hey, rest in peace, Claude, man. He is Claude, OG, legend.
Claude,
Ty. Big Bully.
Who else was on it in them time there? Ginger Chris. I used to watch Ginger Chris.
Old school,
A proper old school man. I used to watch. Do you remember that flipping? There was that light skin youth that used to go on it back in the day. I swear he become a flipping. I swear he done movies or something.
Yeah, no, I'm.
He was early in his day. I remember he done one interview outside Dortmund away.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember I used to watch him certain time when he was on, but it was more like Claude.
Yeah.
And Ty. But like, I used to pop up watch Cheeky Sport. It was more rolled, innit?
Yeah.
And they were funny with it, you get me? So when I went to the FA Cup final against Villa, I couldn't get a ticket. And then I was like, fuck that, I need to be there. So then I signed up to an agency that worked with Wembley, like a hospitality thing.
Oh, that, for like that? Yeah. Is that how you want to get?
Yeah. So I signed up to it, yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to watch the games when you work for the hospital.
Yeah, fuck that. What do you mean? I didn't work, dog. Okay. I literally signed up to it, yeah. Went there in the morning. Cause remember, you got to go there like 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
in the morning.
Got me early prep. Yeah.
So I got there 10 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Gone in the thing now. Got my thing, got my wristband. Went into the locker room with my the uniform they gave me. Dashed it. Yeah. All I took was the shirt. I had the shirt on. And then I went upstairs.
You're a bad guy.
And then I hid in the toilet, blood. Like, nah, I went on a bar first, yeah. I went on a bar first.
Yeah.
I had to sign in.
Yeah.
So I signed in on the bar, yeah. And then I said to them, yo, I need to go to the toilet. They were like, yeah, you can go. So I go to the toilet. When I go to the toilet, I never come back. Stayed in the toilet till about 2 o'clock, till about half one.
Yeah.
Came out, and then I was just walking around the stadium trying to look for a seat, I was on the upper. Yeah. I got to lower. Yeah. One of the stewards, yeah. I said to him, yo, brother, man, signed up to come. Did it, I'm an Arsenal fan. I said, look, boom. Oh. I said, get me lower. He's like, come in the lift. Took me lower. Went down to lower now. Boom. Found a seat. Lower, bro. Halfway line.
Yeah, nice.
Halfway line, blood.
Blagged it to half to that seat.
Patterned. Sat there, boom. Come out the thing. I see Joel. I was like, yo, are you filming? He's like, yeah. I said, where's Dave, blood? He's always talking about Arsenal. So then from then, me and Joel took numbers. And then opening game of the season, we had flipping. I remember that was end of the season of 2015. 2015-2016 season, the one that Leicester won.
Oh, right.
We had West Ham opening day and we lost 2-0. And then I was there. I went AFTV, and that's when Ty got into a madness with the West Ham man.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to bang him. You understand? Yeah, when I'm trying to bang him, bro. And Ty tries to forget and tries to say like it wasn't his fault. It was Ty's fault, blood.
Swear he does all, that. He does that. He says he doesn't wind anyone up. He always says, but
it was all Ty. It was all Ty, bro. You get me? Them time I didn't even know him. I didn't even know him like that. I was just there watching. And I was just watching the madness type of thing. And then like, Joel was on the other side. He was by like, Ornery statue.
Yeah.
So these times we're by Adams, where we used to feel like back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah. Because boy, we changed since then.
Them time, yes, it was at Adams. So then after like, the commotions happened, I'm going in it and I see Joel. Because I was like, where's this guy? He's not here, I can't find him. So I'm walking back to the like, to Holloway Road.
Yeah.
And I see him. And like, boom, man done like a video there again, like a reaction thing. And then from then, like, whenever I went to games, he would be there, innit?
Yeah.
He'd be there or Dave.
He's consistent. They were consistent. I'll big up Cheeks because they were consistent.
They were consistent, bro. Yeah. They done like all the London games. So like, I didn't see him for time. And then I see him when we played Chelsea and we lost 1-0. And Mertesacker got sent off. Costa got him sent off.
Yeah.
And Costa got the winner.
And then I remember that. Yeah.
And then I see him full time. It was Dave. And I wild out, but I said blood bare times, innit? And then people were like blood, comments. But I don't read the comments, innit?
Yeah, same.
People were just like blood. But I never knew, innit? But people were just saying.
Yeah, that became a thing, though, innit? They made like a league of like how many. Yeah,
blood fam. And now they put Yana Stan in there as well now. You get me?
And it'll go back again. It's back again on their
Reebok. Nah, they put, I don't say that a lot.
Oh, okay.
You get me?
Like, even I use that a lot. I know it's not my big up view, but that's that is like, iconic.
Yeah, so the United game, I see him, and then boom. And then the fucking Leicester game, yeah? When Welbeck banged it last minute.
Yeah.
I've come out. Joel and Dave were doing something for Soccer AM. And then Joel grabbed me because I'm looking for them and I've seen him and I'm gassed.
Yeah, that's...
And he knows that I swear in it because remember on Cheeseboard, they put the bleeps when
you
swear.
Yeah.
So he said to me, Troops, don't swear. This is for Sky. If you if you say your thing right, this thing can go. Boom.
Yeah.
And they were saying to him, because Joel was saying to them, yo, there's this, because he asked me, are you coming today? Like before the game. I said, yeah, I'm there. He's like, all right, cool. And then he must have been telling the Soccer AM people, yo, I've got this guy. He's sick.
That is mad. That's actually, that's mad. Yeah.
So he's come up to me with Dave and them. And then I was like, that video went viral, bro. I don't think people even clocked and know it was me.
Now
people will go and check it.
I'm going to go look for that. You got to show me that after.
In that video, I was like, about Vardy, about, what did I say? About party. Your party got luck off.
Oh, yeah,
Vardy
party. Yeah.
And then that thing went viral, bro. Everyone was like, yo, I love this guy. He's sick. And then the season just went capitulation mode. Giroud went ghost. You understand that Ozil never got an assist for the whole fucking year. And then I went on AFTV on that fucking the Watford game in the FA game. Cup.
Yeah.
That was a mad thing. Cause there was bear fights that day.
Serious?
Yeah, someone tried to bang Kenny Ken smoked him. Then we moved.
Kenny Ken's a big guy.
Yeah,
I mean, if
and
looking...
then something kicked off there, then someone got smoked, and then we moved again. And that's when I did my interview.
So that's when so Robbie was packing up and you're like, let me just
he interviewed Bully. And then I was like, yo, big man, man's been here like for time, you know, blood. If you go, when you're editing your videos, you're going to see me in the back of every fucking video, blood. Like, man wants to say my thing. Robbie was like, oh, I'm going.
Were you at the back a lot of time before that then? When people were doing interviews, were you at the back a lot of it before you got your first?
My first appearance on AFTV was when we beat Man City in the Community Shield.
Yeah.
3-0. We beat them 3-0. So we just won the FA Cup against Hull. So it was 2014-2015 season going into that.
Yeah.
And some little white brother was getting interviewed. And then I've come in the background and like I've gone like that. And then I've crept back out, yeah. And then I've come back here and you can see me and I've gone, Sammy, what's the score? Sammy. And then everyone started. Tao puts up the camera and then you see me jumping like, Simon, what's going on? You look at my eye now, you can see the
you're passing
it. This nigga's a hooligan, blood, like you saw the venom, like.
Hey.
Sammy, you're a, you get me, like,
I missed that. I see that venom a lot. I remember, I should really take you back to this, but when we won that Man United game on my birthday.
It'll take your
time. Yeah, and but your interview then.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk too much because
I get hit up with that one a lot.
Yes,
now,
bro,
blood.
I see it move round quite.
I'm sorry for Arsenal, man. I'm like, banner, bro.
And they spoke so much smoke before the... Anyway, do you know what?
That's what I'm saying.
It's part of it, man. We're going to quickly just move forward now because the theme of this podcast, I have a lot of themes. Today's one's like recognition and dealing with fame and whatnot. And obviously, you're the most recognised kind of in this space. So we're going to get into that really. And I want to know your relationship with players. That's kind of where it took off. Obviously you did the FIFA thing and people know you for your interviews, but you are very close with players and it's not just Aubameyang. I know everyone's going to say, yeah, Aubameyang's your guy, which he is, but there's other players I'm sure you still speak to and you have regular contact with him, am I right?
Yeah, like Laka. I chat to Declan Rice.
Oh, swear.
Yeah, Rice,
he's
bro.
Cool though, isn't it? Yeah, I see him on a lot.
That's
Yeah, man.
Like when I moved to New York, sent me a fat message. Good luck, bro.
Oh, bro.
Like when I put up my first picture when I arrived there on the Brooklyn Bridge, he commented like, sick pic, bro. So proud of you. Like
bro.
He's commenting on my shit, bro.
Yeah, these that's players
like,
really do.
Yeah, like they fuck with
yeah
me,
that's
bro.
Cold,
like,
man.
Shamar Nicholson, he plays for Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think I saw in your story and he tagged. Yeah. Respect to that.
There's not Sterling.
Sterling as well, yeah. I thought, I didn't know.
Kandaza. We're both from Marvelly as well.
Oh, okay.
And
we're
both from Northwest. We don't know each other like from we were kids.
But
like from this now, you get me? Recognize real type of thing like Smith Rowe.
Yeah.
Shout out to Saka. Obviously Ainsley.
Speak of Saka.
Yeah, like after the Euro 2020 final, I sent him a fat message. He's like, yo, I appreciate you, bro. Like, thank you, rare to So keep your head up, fam. You get me? The real man, we got you, bro.
You got to respect that because he probably had a lot of people message him as well, especially for him to get back to you. Like,
yeah, and I appreciate, I said, it's a privilege, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate that they take the time out to message me and like, message back. Like, they could just read it and just be like, They're actually like, yo, thank you, bro. Appreciate the support.
Yeah, because that's a big thing, especially when we're fans. Like, we're just fans. Like, I know we've kind of gone to a new, we go to a new level a little bit now because, like, you know, you're signing deals and that. Like, that's kind of changed. But you are a fan at the end of the day. That's all it is. And now you've got players speaking to you and whatnot. Honestly, it's mad. It's mad. I think that propelled you massively, Troops.
Like,
as
even
well
in the MLS, like, man, fucking me in the MLS.
Oh, you got people over there now, yeah?
Like, my guy Frankie at Red Bulls. Obviously, Bradley Wright Phillips.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big, I can't lie, that's a big one still. Yeah, that's mad.
Like, I even interviewed Kobe Jones.
Kobe Jones?
He was like, he played for America.
Okay,
in 96 World Cup, and he's on 98 World Cup. He's like one of their greatest players. Mm. But like, enough man, like, are just like, they're cool, bro. Like, even baseball, even NFL players. Some guy that played, like, a couple guys that play for the Jets.
Is that because you go watch their games or
like,
do you
tag? Like, they're fans of Barstool. And then they saw my content, and then when I was out, they met me and they come up to me and they're like, yo, can we get a picture? And I'm like, they're like, yo, I play for the Jets. I'm like, oh, swear down.
Mad.
And then I'm like, I see their gram. I'm like, oh shit, I'll follow back. I'm cool with them. Like,
yeah.
You get me? Even like, there was a guy, my guy, bro. I forgot his name, bro. Because I'm fried right now. I forgot his name. But he played for, who did Brady play for again?
Brady.
Played for Boston. What NFL team was it again?
I don't know, I think we're going to have someone in the back just Boston confirm team. That. Yeah.
You get me? But he won a Super Bowl with him. Bloody he's a three-time Super Bowl winner.
Bloody hell. Yeah, so your contact list must be mad.
Even when I go raving, like, man was in, when me and Robbie was in Dubai, Jerome Bolton come up to me, Mendy come up to me.
Oh, yeah, I think Robbie Lingard did say it was a bit mad.
It was mad.
Serious.
Deeney's my dog.
Oh, yeah, I saw it in the I saw the shot in the paper of you lot together, but you were holding the...
Yeah, the Barmaid.
No, you're holding the bottles,
I was wearing the Barmaid. I had the Dawn P, but I had the two Dawn P's, just stunting, blood.
Fighting with the celebs and the footballers. Mad, it's mad. Do your kids know how popular you are?
Yeah,
feel the effect of that as well?
They tell people, like, you know, my dad is...
That's a big flex. Wait, as a dad, bro, you must think that's cut. That's sick,
bro. For me, it's sick, like, because I'm a cool dad. You get me? I'm a cool dad. If I wasn't like on this YouTube thing,
you're still a cool
dad. I'm a cool brother, blood.
Yeah.
You get me? I'm get me. You wanna stay at my house on the weekend, like, you know, like when your brethren's.
The
cool house.
Yeah, you wanna go today.
I wanna go Trace. Yeah, I wanna go Carter's. Like, yeah, that's man, bro.
Oh, that's bad. That is crazy. I was gonna speak about as well. So you and your partner, and in the relationship within the industry, like having a relationship in the industry, how has there ever been times where you're like, right, it's kind of mad, like all this popularity, being on your phone a lot. I don't know if you, because I've recently been getting that from my relationship. Like, has it ever had an effect basically on the relationship, just being this popular and being in this space?
Nah, not really.
No,
because I don't. She just moans when I'm on my phone, innit?
Yeah, I get that, bro. I get that much. I'm just here on the phone all the time. Yeah. You always pay no attention. It's like,
I'm like, yo, I'm checking shit. Like,
yeah, I'm working. I say I'm working.
Yeah, it's literally like, I don't stop that. Like, I'm literally on, like, I'm on Twitter, babe. I'm looking for shit. Like,
yeah.
Do you understand? Like, it's a mad thing.
It is, though, because you got to be on top. People don't realize that, like.
Because if I don't drop something, someone else will drop it.
Right.
So you get me, like.
You got to be on the pulse of everything,
bro,
man.
You get me? And it's like, it's hard, bro. And even when you put out shit and you don't see people credit you, I'm like, you're a pussy. I credit everyone, blood.
Yeah.
It could be a little man, and I'll put his
at like, there. Yeah,
I found this from him. Whenever I find shit from you lot, I'm like at AFTV.
Yeah.
Rare tear. But like, the only thing was the phone. It wasn't really nothing like that.
I just wanted to know that because I'm the same.
I think now, because I put out that I got a gal don't really slide in my DMs.
Get
me?
Yeah, and it's a football culture. I know there's obviously
like,
there's
female fans.
Yeah, of course, but. But it's not like...
Yeah, and if I'm in a club and man them start taking pictures with me, them idiot gal would be like, oh, can I get a picture?
Yeah.
I'm not even famous, like, you get me? Like, even my uncle, he's like, yo, you're famous, and am I you? Like, oh, I'm a bedroom, and they don't even believe, so you're my nephew.
That's mad.
I'm like, unks, I'm not famous. You're blood clot famous.
all right.
I'm just me, bro.
Yeah, fair. And that's what people love, though, man. You're just authentically yourself, man. Mm. And people buy into it. I've been a fan as well from day, I can't lie. We went from relationships now, obviously, speaking about relationships with you and your partner. Relationship between you and Robbie.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about it real quick, because you've just seen him today, just outside, and there's love. Like, yeah. I don't know what, there's no... it's a thing where I can't even explain it, and I now understand it because I'm here at AFTV. So if anything ever happened to Robbie, or if anyone ever tried anything, it could never run around me, and I feel like you would be exactly the same. Like, you, it goes deeper than just we. I work for you.
Stop me a couple of times.
Swear.
Yeah.
In situ, what, from people disrespecting him.
Troops loud. I suck your mother. You say you're bad.
Because
I'm humble. I'm cool, bro. I don't portray this bad man thing.
So, and same with Robbie as well. Same with Robbie.
Like, you get me? Like, test man. You understand? I don't put it out there, but I'll protect it, innit? You see me? Like that, bro.
No, I hear that. I hear that. I think, yeah, just you and Robbie is so close. And I, like I just said, I understand it now as well, especially being here and realising how much he does for other people. And it's like, when people are negative towards him or say, get out of our club, AFC and all that, it's like, bro, just let a man do his thing.
I don't get why. Like, if you don't like it, yeah, then don't watch it. You get me? I get people say to them, like, oh, my friend send me this shit.
I hear that all the time. Oh, you're embarrassed. But
like, bro, it's 2021. You get me? Shit's changing now. You understand? Like, you just need to, like there's shit I don't like, bro. I just don't watch it.
Like, that's it.
You understand? Like, there's shit when my girl's watching shit, I'll be on my phone, blood.
Facts.
You get me?
Facts.
Like, the only reason I watch Towie is because Gatsby's my brethren.
Okay, cool. So
if he's on the episode, that episode, I'll watch. Last night, I knew he was going to be on Christ's opening thing.
So
I watched it.
Cool.
My girl watches it week in, week out. I won't watch it unless Gatsby's on it.
You
understand? But I'm not going to fucking tweet Towie.
Yeah, and be like, come off the TV.
And then if I'm at an event, I'm going to be like, Towie, get off ITV. Like, come on, bro. You get
it doesn't
me,
make sense, bro.
You got Stan Kroenke sucking the life out of man, but you're going to a game and singing Get Out of My Club AFTV as a grown man. Like, bro, like, do you understand? Like, I think you just need to look at yourself, bro.
Facts.
Like, for me, like, you can have your opinion. You understand? Not everyone's going to like you. I get that.
Yeah.
I don't like everyone, bro.
Yeah, facts.
There's bare man I don't fuck with in this industry, bro. I don't fuck with most man, if I'm being honest. You don't see me collabing.
No, it's true.
I'm not that guy, bro. I don't get invited to the industry events.
See? Oh, you don't get serious?
I don't get nothing, bro. I'm blacklisted, blood. Like, that's why I big up Barstool and AFTV.
Yeah, we're going to move to Barstool.
They're the only man that support the thing. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm like, blacklist, bro. Like, my name don't even exist, bro.
It's annoying. It's annoying.
So good. And like, I see people shit getting promoted all the time, bro.
Yeah.
And then man's doing well, bro. Man's doing game changing shit. Facts. In the game.
Talk
and it. Nobody wants to shine light on it. And then when I talk about it, oh, you're being vain. You're being
arrogant.
But if I'm being real, man has made football cool. All these other men that are getting your deals and your brand deals and you're getting invited here and you're invited there, you weren't football YouTubers. We made you come into our... We've opened the lane, blood.
Yep.
Do you understand? The only man that I could say we've been doing too longer than man is like Poet, Vooj and them man there.
Yeah,
and
facts.
Poet, my dog. Vooj, my dog.
Yeah, facts. Big up them as well.
But even they get disrespected. I don't see them man getting the homage.
They don't get invited to certain things as well.
New man.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, I fuck with Bear, the new man as well. But I'm just like, yo.
Pay homage. Have homage respect.
I feel like, bro, like, you see, like, in Gram. You've got like your Dizzies, your Wileys, your Skeptors.
Yeah.
You get me?
And everyone pays homage to them. They all man say, yo,
that,
we've stopped
man
for them.
Man is that hitter, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not being big headed, bro. It's just real, like, do you understand? Homage, like, the rappers get their dues.
Yeah.
Why don't you give man's flowers?
Yeah, exactly.
What has man done to you, bro?
Bro,
what's the issue, blood?
I don't know. It's a great point.
Bro,
I don't know.
I don't get it, bro. You get me? Like, I see like bare events and I'm like, Robbie's not there. Why is Robbie not getting an invite? What is going on? What is going on, bro?
Doesn't make sense.
What is the problem with man? Is it because man's black?
Well, that's
and man is real black.
Yeah, real black.
Like, I'm not black on my colour. I behave like a black man. Is that what it is, bro?
No, it's truth.
Because
the truth.
There's no other reason. Why I understand. I understand. Like the rest of the industry. Hi, guys. Press the like button. That ain't me, dog. Yeah?
Nah, you're real. That's you're 100% you. Yeah,
I'm
facts.
Not that you. I'm not. I say, man, I'm not a YouTuber. I'm a content creator, dog.
Yeah.
I'm not a YouTuber. Like, big up Chris MD. He's on my TV every day.
Trey
loves him. But I can't produce that content, bro.
You
get me? But I am as relevant, if not more relevant than them, man. If we're being
if you're being real, facts.
Do you understand? Like, facts. You might have more subs than man. That's why you might get more views. But relevancy, Arsenal Football Club, YouTube, YouTube world. Like, not talking road fans, YouTube world. There's certain... You understand? You go Chelsea, you got the man. You know who the big hitters are. You go United, you know who the big hitters are. You understand?
There's levels. There's different levels.
I just see that, like, I think they just kind of brush man aside, blood. You get me?
And do you ever think it will come back to a time where you will get that recognition, or do you think you're just gonna, it's gonna pop like Poet and like Vuj? Like, yes, yeah. Poet's done a few, done quite a lot in his career to say that, but the new cats really have get all the. They're reaping the rewards big time right now.
Do you know
right
why
now?
I don't like the industry? And do you know why I moved to New York? Because the industry, they don't want to let any other people in. Mm. They've got their own circle. And if you're in that circle and you get brought in from that circle, then you can work.
Yeah.
If you're not from that circle, you ain't getting in. Mm. No matter what you do. When I was on FIFA, I never got invited to the event.
The FIFA event?
I had to do madness to get to that event.
Every year when they do the release of the new game, they have an event, yeah.
On the game, Cecil. I never got an invite to the fucking event.
You're lying, bro.
I swear on my You're nan's lying. Grave. I swear on my kid's life. I never got invited. Yeah? Me and Robbie were arguing. Robbie was like, don't go. You ain't been invited. I missed the game. I missed an away trip, blood. Me and Robbie got into an argument, bro. He was like, they don't respect you. Don't go. I said,
that is disrespect,
I said,
though.
Bro, listen, I have to go. I'm on the game. It don't matter if I have to do a mad thing to get in there. I have to be there, bro. I'm on the game, bro.
That's
they don't invite me, bro.
That is
I'm seeing
mad.
Niggas in this thing that's not even on the game. Yeah? Getting free games. I'm on the game. Where's
they,
the respect?
They sent you a game, though, surely. They must
no.
Have
sent... Robbie got me the game. You think FIFA sent me anything?
Bro, that is...
Nothing.
That's not
I'm
okay.
I'm on the game. Yeah, none bro, of these I know, men are on I know. The game. Tell me one YouTuber who's done what I've done like that. Tell me one YouTuber who's gone abroad and done what I'm doing.
But what?
No respect, bro. No homage. Only the fans. I love my fans like cook food. Bro.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
these man. Cause they ride. When I went to New York, the reason why my team popped is because my fans.
Yeah.
They rid with me.
I big
they
up
believed,
them, man.
Blood.
Facts.
You see, Robbie, I would die for that. I would die for that. You
same,
bro.
Same.
That nigga put his neck on the same. Line for me every yeah. week, blood. Me and him were climbing that ladder, and we still don't get the homage, bro. And I'm like, nah, fuck this, bro. I'm going to America, blood.
It doesn't make.
And I get
oh,
more,
this
I get
is
more
mad.
Respect in America, bro. I'm getting kicked out of games in Wembley.
Yeah,
that... vlogging. But then Fogden's there with his fucking vlog. Spencer FC's there with his vlog. Oh, but you're back. You want to kick me out? Why is that?
Yeah, facts.
Black man, innit?
Facts.
Yeah,
facts.
Say no more.
Boy,
you know what? I still climb the ladder.
Yeah, he's still making it.
Big Heineken, bro. Mm. How do you feel?
Mm.
Big Heineken, blood. Yeah. Everybody know Heineken.
Yeah, he's used to be a Champions League sponsor.
They might not drink alcohol. You say Heineken to Somalia, man. Don't know.
It's mad. Yeah? That is crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. On that, well, let's speak about Barstool now, because this is where we got to the time now we can speak about Barstool and big up them, because like you said, they supported you. They gave you the opportunity, because you have so much knowledge and talent in what you do anyway. So yeah. It's just basically you basically collabing with them. But yeah. Big up Barstool, because like you said, you had to come out of this country at the time because they're not showing you the respect.
And that's why. And people say to me like, why did you go to America? I'm like, bro, I don't get respected in England. Like, yeah, I get views, but I don't get respected. I don't get invited nowhere. Like, I went to New York and I'm going to Yankee Stadium, one of the biggest stadiums in the world. These men are throwing red carpet out for me.
Mm.
Arsenal don't even acknowledge me.
Mm.
You understand? I don't want acknowledgement, but I'm saying that.
Yeah, but a bit of respect. Like you make them. You've kind of made the club relevant. I'm not gonna be honest.
Bro,
when it comes to Arsenal,
like me in America, and they're like, Troops, you made me an Arsenal fan. Troops, you made me get through times of hardness with Arsenal.
Yeah, this is
Troops
what I'm saying.
That your contest helped me get through like lockdown. I'm like, bro, I was doing vlogs with my kids. Like, I've even showed niggas that I could do. I'm not just a madman. I'm a family man, bro.
Yeah.
I'm engaged. I got two beautiful children.
Getting married soon as well.
Eight and five.
Yeah.
I'm seeing all these new men on YouTube with their newborns.
Mm.
Oh, he's such a good dad. I've been doing this 8 years, bro.
And no one said no.
I've been doing this 8 years.
No one said no.
With two kids.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm still drippy.
Come on.
Yeah.
Cool dad. Tell him, blood. Yeah. Tell. Talk now. Talk it for real. For
and
real.
I don't
for
get nothing, blood. I don't get. Oh, he's a good dad. Oh, he's this. He's that. He's a pioneer. None of that.
And you have to go out, leave your kids, go abroad to make it, to give make, them, give them a living,
they,
really.
So
like,
they don't do what I had to do and don't have that mentality.
Mm.
I've gone to do that, to open a different world for them.
Yeah. Because there'll be some people saying, well, you left the UK, you're a sellout, blah, 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 but you're not, because you're going there to change their lives and give them
when
a good life.
When I come back to UK, who am I with? So who's a sellout,
blood? What?
Who's a sellout? I don't go on no other shit. The only thing I went on was Winners Podcast.
Yeah.
Called Doug. And Pound,
yeah, they're
I respect them, man.
They respect you as well, yeah.
Because Pound is a man that I grew up on as a kid. Mm. When I was on doing my thing, he was on U Channel.
Yeah.
He was the fly one. He was one of the fly rappers back in
the day. Yeah.
So obviously, I drifted towards him.
Yeah.
Doug. When I met Doug,
he's cool, man.
He's SE Don's. SE Don's. My brothers,
yeah, I played them.
G,
I played them yesterday.
Big up Don Straps. Them man, did Straps. He knows where I live, bro. That's the kind of love. Big G knows where I live. This man came to my house and brought me the SE Don jumper to my house. There's different kind of love with these man.
Yeah, respect to them.
Doug, when I met Doug for the first time at that event at Leicester. I don't know if you came.
Yeah, no, I didn't come, but I know what you're talking about. When you played AFCV, played the
tournament. Doug, it was nothing but love.
Mm.
So when I was in New York, he saw the drama with me and DT. Mm. No drama with me and DT now before anyone starts it, that's my brother. We're like brothers still. It's like we have arguments on rare tear.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a brother thing. He's not a big bro. We're same.
Same player, yeah. You argue. I'm going to be me and DT about the arguments as well, but it's always love. It's always love. Yeah.
If a man was to try it and I'm there, I'm not going to stand there and let him get swiped like Tinder.
Fair enough.
It was pure love. So when he reached out to me and said, Joe, I want you to come on the pod, talk about the situation. I know I couldn't really come and talk about it on AFTV.
No.
So I was like, where can I talk about it? I don't want to talk about it on my... on my platform. So let me go. Where can I do it? Like, I'm not gonna go on.
Yeah, on like a random
Nosy show. She's big up. She's doing her thing.
No, big up. Yeah, but big up. I shouldn't laugh. Yeah, big up Zizi as well. But it's the right. But you chose the right platform. I watched it as well. Big up to that. And I'm gonna go back to Barstool. You said like they look after you. I mean, there's a visa. I want to talk about the visa that they've plugged you. I'm sure I didn't even notice until you told me that you have a special visa.
So I've got an O-1 visa.
I don't explain. Go on.
So it's a celebrity visa.
You're a celeb, lad.
I've got the celebrity visa. Yeah. So it entitles me to fly back and forth from New York to London. So anywhere from America, anywhere in America to anywhere in the UK, I can fly. But it's only for a year, isn't it? Well,
okay.
The whole Rona thing's going on, isn't
it? Yeah, but it lets you pass through things as well quite quick, and it's a work visa, but a celebrity one basically is what you're saying.
So when I back it out on immigration,
they know. They're just, okay.
And New York, like when they see Barstool, because it says Barstool, who I work for.
Yeah, how big is Barstool? I know it sounds mad, right? Just for people listening and probably, and if you're watching this, is for me, I didn't know Barstool until you went there, which sounds.
I didn't know it till I went out there in 2019.
Oh, fair.
I didn't know.
Yes, I didn't have a clue, but then the things I hear, like they got a lot of,
bro, their thing's big.
Yeah,
They got like Rough and Rowdy, which is like a fighting event. It's like a white collar fighting event.
Yeah,
but like the arena sell out like 10,000-20,000, bro. They sell out like 20,000 event, bro.
Blimey.
Mad.
Like, that is mad.
They call like their fans stoolies, because it's Barstool.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense.
That watch Barstool, they call them stoolies.
Yeah.
They're different.
They
support you. Like, if someone chats shit to you on Twitter, these men will ride up.
Serious.
You ain't even got a tweet now. And if they see something bullshit, they're going.
Yeah, like the Beyonce fans, when they just know that.
They'll find out your address and bad things. Start DM me, though. This is a dress. This is girl. This is mum. They're different.
Have you felt the change of support being over there? Like, is there American support that support you now?
The Barstool thing, like, Barstool even said to me, like, it doesn't work for a lot of people. Do you understand? Like,
I thought it was a risk. I'm going to be honest. You guys, I didn't know. It's a big risk for me.
Risk.
Yeah, it is.
But life's about risks. And I like to take risks. Understand?
Yeah.
If you don't take risks, you ain't going to prosper, bro.
Yeah, facts.
I'm all about risks. I love it, bro. Understand? I like that. I got that thrill factor about me. Like,
let's try a thing.
Yeah, let's see what I got. So, like, with them, man, they're huge, bro. Like, it's mad. And I kind of knew in myself, like, the support I have, they'll back it.
Yeah.
Understand? And I knew it would kind of work. And they said, like, it don't really work for a lot of, like, it hasn't really benefited some people. So, like, you see Gillian Wallow.
Yeah.
They got $1 million worth of game podcast, which is on Barstool.
Stoolies
don't really fuck with them like that. You understand? Oh. They've got, like, they got their demographic.
Yeah.
You understand? So, obviously, people like me, you fuck with them, innit? Fuck with the podcast. The guests they get on. Tory Lanez, the baby.
Oh, right, they get those.
These man get the big man in there, bro. You understand? Like, the big man.
That's
like,
mad.
Like, who 21 Savage, their last guest?
Okay, so it's not a joke. It's not a joke, bro. It's not a joke,
It's not a joke, bro.
They're
probably the only ones that probably do more views than me.
Oh, I mean, the guests.
But it's because of the guests and who Gilly is.
Gilly's
an ex-rapper. Gilly's like one of the young, like, from when I was a kid, I used to hear Gilly from North Philly. When I, like, 90s rappers. Early 2000s, always about, you get me? So that's why they've got that clout. But the stoolies don't really fuck with them. Even other people that are in America, who've joined Barstool, they don't really. But with me, they're like, it's just work. You've just slotted in.
Perfect.
They love you.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Rough and Rowdy one time because we commentate on it, obviously, innit?
Okay, yeah.
So then they gave me like my own little commentary thing.
Oh, you're
so
commentating,
like,
yeah?
So, like, they'll be commentating through the match. And then, like, when it's the break, when the round's done, they'll go to me. And I'll be like, they're like, yo, Troops, do your analysis, innit? I'm like, yo, blood, man's getting knocked the fuck up, blood. He got punched up, blood. It's a mighty right now, you know, blood. Niggas are getting put in splits, girl, left, right, and center. We've got the ring girls behind us. I twerk, baby girl. And then she's there like...
You must love that. Because obviously, I know you're WWE. I know it's a different rally, but you're WWE fan. So you must love that you can have that.
Bro,
you, it's not life, bro. You do football, you get the rough and round. That's crazy.
Me and X are going to WWE. They're here now. And I think we've got backstage. I think we do.
I know X, they support him because they know how much of a big fan he is. I know both are massive fans of it. So hopefully, that's mad though. That's crazy. That is crazy. I wanna know as well. This one's a bit different. Obviously, do you fear, since being here as well at AFTV, I have this fear at times of just this whole thing of being cancelled. Mm. Like, because you can have your whole career just changed or gone through something silly, or do you not fear that too much? And I know with Barstool, they give you the license to really be yourself. I think Barstool, that's probably not going to happen, but you know, there's situations where people might try and jump on a wave to try and pull you down. I think there's no reason for it because of how much you've done for the scene. But do you fear that ever? Or do you think now,
I mean, they tried on numerous occasions and failed.
Bruh.
They tried with the Claude situation.
Yeah.
When I said about the Harry Kane thing, I just, at the time, it was just addressing the BLM thing.
Yeah.
Matter that, you understand? They have more privileges than us.
Mm.
That was it. It wasn't racist. Like, I'm not going to say that. Fuck that.
Mm.
The other one, which they tried to come up with the sexist thing.
I remember all of that.
With that, like, you get me? Like, if you know me, you know me, innit?
Yeah.
Like, even Robbie knew, like, he's like, that's just truth. Like,
yeah, he's never malicious. Like, yeah, never malicious.
Like, but the way people pick it up, because, like, the way I see it is, the people, because obviously, I don't fuck with certain man because of that now.
Yeah.
I've seen what happened.
Yeah.
You see what happens when I go into that mode.
Fam, I know.
I don't care, bro.
I know.
I don't care who's there.
Mm. You just,
I was raised in a certain way.
Mm.
And I have their morals, blood.
Yes.
Like, to me, morals are broken.
Mm.
Because I get when people are quoting the video and putting their 2p in if you don't know me.
Yeah. But if
you know me, you have my number. Mm. Yeah? You can reach out. Yeah? There was one person, I ain't saying his name.
No, you don't need to. We had our
thing and we'll never get on.
Mm.
He put out his tweet before he messaged me. I've seen the tweet and messaged him.
Oh, right.
And then he's come back, oh, you know, it's not like that. Da-da-da-da. Then I've hit Robbie and said, yo, big man, fuck my man, rare, tear, tear. Mm. So obviously, Robbie was like, huh? And then Laurie saw it. And then Laurie was like, nah, you're taking the piss, blood. How you doing that to troops? Troops of all people. This man has literally put you on in the game. Like, people know this shoot because of me.
Yeah.
I brought him to events.
Mm.
I bust you, blood.
Mm.
Yeah? I don't care if you're affiliate. I don't care, bro.
Mm.
Because that broke my heart. That hurt.
Yeah, no. You know,
that was like seeing my girl cheat.
Yeah, that hurt.
When shit goes left, you want people to back you. People that you think are on
your
side.
Of course.
Whatever you...
Of course.
Unless it's an R. You know what I mean when I say R.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless it's an R or a P,
mm.
then cool. You can't back that. If it's something like that, then come on, bro.
Yeah,
How are you going to try to turn on, man? And the way I saw it was, and it's the what the fuck I put in the tweet. Yeah?
Mm.
What he wrote in it.
Mm.
So you're trying to cancel me. You're trying to stop my children from eating.
Yeah.
Like I said, when I was arguing with that person,
you're trying
to stop my girl from eating.
Mm.
You're trying to stop my children from eating. I'm in America. I'm not in England when that happened.
And
you are adding fuel to the fire. You, blood.
Mm.
You. I said, nah, you're done.
Yeah.
And I tried to avoid it.
Mm.
And when I saw him that day, he's laughing at me like it's a fucking joke.
No, I mean, I, bro, I
and
know,
I said to
I
my
know,
guy, I said, babe, if I see my man,
I know,
I'll try
to
avoid him.
Know,
if he
I
comes
know.
To me, I'm smoking him. You understand? Mm. And Turkish saw. Because Turkish knows me. Turkish knows me, blood. So he saw when I said... When he saw, because he saw, when I'm saying to him, you're trying to stop my girl from eating.
Yeah, I saw.
I'm getting mad.
I know, I saw.
I was going. Turkish had to pull me.
I saw.
He's bigger than me. Jim, everything.
Yeah, I know.
My mentality, bro.
It's just, it's different.
And because you tried to, that's my family, blood.
Mm.
Do you understand? That's my family, bro. And I saw him as family. That's why it hurt. And when I saw you're laughing. What do you mean you're laughing? This ain't funny, blood.
Yeah.
This ain't funny. I had pressure on my head. Hard pressure, blood.
Mm.
Hard.
Were you feeling it? Did Barstool all that?
I thought that was it.
Oh, so you.
I thought that was it. I was sitting there in my apartment like, I'm fucked, blood.
The thing's trending, bro.
The thing was trending for 3 days. 3-4 days, thing was trending. 3-4 days, blood. I'm sitting there like, bro.
This is, yeah.
I didn't say nothing that bad, like. Mm. It was banter. You could tell.
Mm.
I didn't say it with venom.
Yeah.
Do you understand? But I just saw it as some people, the way I saw it was, people saw it as a way to get a big hitter out of the way.
Mm. Which they is thought, which is
yeah. They tried to step on me. Mm. Like they literally tried to kick me when I was down.
Mm.
And that's what it felt like, bro. So I was like, you get me, but I don't.
Do you still hold?
Yeah, I do.
I know that, but I'm saying
because
like
even a man that's from my ends. Me and him could never be the same again. Yeah, we're from the same ends.
Nah,
and
that's
me
mad.
And him will never be the same again. Bro.
That's mad.
Understand? Me, I can see him. Wagwan, you good? Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But it's
because he's from my ends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So with the other you, you're not from my ends.
Yeah, yeah.
I can lock you.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
him, you're from my ends. You understand? He said to me, he folded to the pressure. He didn't know how to deal with it.
Mm.
I said, all right, cool. I understand that, but you let me down. You let me down one time, that's it. I don't give you 2-3 chances. I'm not them man.
Mm.
One strike, you're out. That's how I play.
Mm.
You get me?
It's yard mentality, boy.
For even real. My mum, like.
No, same with my mum as well.
I was in my house chatting to the guy about our situation.
Yeah, yeah.
We was getting a bit loud. My mum's opened the door and come in, because in my mum's, my mum looked at him and she looked at me. And she just like the look just said it. And just, even he said to me, he's like, bro, even I could see. I said, bro, listen, yeah. You don't understand that. This was like, they were trying to stop me from eating, bro. I've gone to America to help my mum, my girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not just helping my girl and my kids. I'm helping my mum. Like, there's a lot of things that, there's a lot of pressure on me, bro.
There's more than that. You're helping all of us,
I'm
bro.
The
like,
of the house,
you're the first person to go over there, troops, and do this. So it's, you're
and
helping.
I'm saying to these people, like, yo, what I'm doing is going to benefit you.
Right.
Why are you going against, man, bro? Why would you do that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You understand? And now when I come back, you can't do content. What? I'm still popping. Heineken's still here.
Mm.
What did you do that for? For a couple likes on Twitter? That's what you did it for. Yeah. I'm still here.
Yeah. Still
I'm
winning.
Still here, bro. Still I'm still standing. What, like, are you mad? Real shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, all these men feel away now.
Because
they can't reach out to me and say, oh, let's do a collab. Like they could have back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
But you get me.
It is.
Learn, yeah,
it is,
like,
yes, it's, listen.
My mum always said to me, when shit goes left, you see who's with you.
Word.
And
word.
I saw, like, X is with me. Rance is with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Robbie's with me.
Mm.
You lot are with
me. Yeah, we're
me.
With you, bruv.
You're Turkish, you get me?
Mm.
Other man. You get me? Because
yeah,
I have
real.
That with you, I won't say suck your mum, so suck your link, you get me?
Alright, we're coming towards the end of this, but last few. Do you miss AFTV?
Of course, blood. I miss it every day, fam.
Oh, man.
I miss it every day, bro.
Yeah.
Like, every day, blood. Shit's just, you get me? It's not the same.
It's not the same. How's it in New York? Do you ever...
I like New York, though.
Yeah,
I'm comfortable.
Yeah,
there.
I saw the new apartment that you showed. Like, I mean, it's looking all right. I can't lie.
We're nice now. We're gonna... You understand? We had to upgrade. Shout out Beyonce.
Yeah, that life's looking all right over there, to be fair. Yeah. I can't even lie. But yeah, I understand. Obviously, AFTV has been a big part of your life. Mm. You are doing massive things over at Barstool and you have to big them up. And speaking about Barstool, Czar, talk to me. How has it been with
bro,
him? Because
that's my dog. Like him.
He was a fan of you before, right? Am I right?
Yeah,
because I didn't know. Tell me like when you first met, because obviously you said before, like he actually effed with you a lot. But I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't even. Yeah. Tell them.
So he's like a big AFTV fan.
Mm.
So when there was rumors about me going out there in 2019. To go and see what Barstool's about.
Yeah.
Off man a deal and rare tear. So I was like, to all the other people who got podcasts in Barstool, yo, this guy's coming from London.
Mm.
Yo, get him on your pod, rare tear, da 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 da. So you see how I'm cool with Big Cat?
Yeah, yeah.
At that point, he was just like, whatever. So I didn't go on part of my take. I went on KFC Radio, he's another big hitter. KFC's my guy.
Well.
So I went on his one, and then I was supposed to go on another one, but then the guy was sick.
Mm.
But I think he was nervous because of how I am. So I don't think he's completely different to me. Now me and that person are mad cool.
Okay, cool.
So
okay, cool.
Me,
okay, cool.
It was just a different.
That's mad that people get. Yeah, that's mad that people get a bit like.
They don't know me. They see the video. They're like, raw. You get me? I'm not that.
You're not like. I mean, you are what you see. You definitely are what you see. But you're not. It's not like.
It's not 20. It's bro. It's like.
You're cool, man. Like it's not. Yeah.
I don't run around like screaming Arteta out. You understand? I don't wake up in the middle of the night like in cold sweats. Arteta out. I feel like I'm asleep, man. Like it's Arteta out. Let's get that in. But you get me? I don't run around promoting a thing all day.
No, of course,
like,
of course.
Even when I'm out, banner like, troops, Arsenal. I'm like, yo, loud, man. I don't
talk
about Arsenal.
What
I'm out. Don't talk about Arsenal.
Bro,
let's get a picture and keep it moving.
That's one thing I have to say.
I talk about this for a job, blood.
Yeah.
So when I'm out,
let me just live.
I totally appreciate that you want to talk about it because you're seeing me now.
Yeah.
Me and you might have the same views. We might have different views.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk
about
it
right now. Yeah.
Like, there was some Indian brother. He come up to me on Friday night. Me and my girl was out. Took her out for dinner. Then we went to go to a bar. I'm in the bar. The guy coming to me. Oh, troops, give Arteta time. I'm like, bro,
leave me.
And then his brethren's Man United. I'm saying to him, yo, tell your brethren to move, you know, blood. And the Man United man was like, all right, cool, come. Because you can see I was getting a right.
Yeah,
I was going to push him and say, just fucking move, blood. Understand? Leave me alone, bro. You get me now. I'm trying to line up my girl so I can go home and get the good. And you're here talking about fucking
Arsenal
time.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, blood. You understand? But like, yeah, it's
just, yeah, it is. I can imagine it must be, it must get mad. And you're right there. Sometimes because it's your work, you speak about it every, pretty much every day. Sometimes we want to have our lives.
I need off time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like when I chat to Abba, you think I chat to Abba about the fucking game?
Oh yeah, he does. Footballers don't want to talk. I'm gonna be honest. Footballers don't really want to talk too much about football.
We don't talk about that. Like, we just talk about random shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. I can send them a mad video of me doing some mad shit.
I did.
And he'll just reply like laughing, like, you're crazy, bro. And I'm like, you get me?
You and Abba on suit, bro. Because I think Abba's mad as well. Like, he's quite mad as well. You
it's
two.
It's like a brethren thing. I don't need to talk about like Arteta and.
No, he gets that every day. He trains. He gets analysed as well. Like, you don't want to hear that from people every day. Do you know what I mean about that?
The day before, I'll tell him that, yo, good luck tomorrow, bro.
Of course. That's all right.
Yeah, like try to gas up his head. Like even this weekend, I didn't message him. I just put up the Obama blood clot young when
I did that.
And he just saw it. And I was like, all right, he's seen it. That's all I need.
That's it.
And literally, what happened? He scored.
Yeah, but I was there. Like,
there you go. There you go. You understand? That's it, bro.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Quickly, to round up troops, talk to me. Future plans for like Barstool, you, because... Yeah. I want to see you back. I can't lie. I know. No offense to Barstool. Because I know. I understand Barstool. Listen, big up. They've not changed. Well, they've kind of changed your life as well. Big up to them, and they've done so much for you. But it'd be good to obviously have you back. You are here now, but more often, and maybe even bring them here. Like, what are the future plans? I don't know what your thoughts are.
They've got a Barstool Chicago.
Okay.
Where Eddie, White Sox Dave, and a couple of the lads over there, they've got like a studio. And they run all their shit from there. You get all their content.
Yeah.
They support like the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
Chicago Bulls.
Right, big thing, yeah.
Yeah, the Chicago Cubs.
Mm.
So obviously they go to the games and do what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
So the plan is to come back and have Barstool London. Oh. Where I just, you get me? Run the thing from here. Go to games, do my vlogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Collab with AFTV as we do. Like, nothing will change there. But that's the plan. You get me? But I've had to go out there
to show them that,
yo, I can go to America and do numbers. But the key part is when I come back to London, how do I perform when I'm here?
Yeah, yeah.
And the performance level doesn't drop. You understand? It's still there. The podcast still moves.
Everything still happens.
So it's like, the Euros was a good one. Because obviously the Euros, I came back and done vlogs. I went to the games. And then we saw that we could do it. We could keep it, like, the views would still stay how they're supposed to stay on a watch along or whatever. So we were like, they were like, alright, cool, you know what?
So
I said to them, I've gone in August and I'm coming back in November. They had no qualms with it. Because they know that the content's gonna run Jetski was even big up Jetski, bro. Like, without that kid there, like, big up Czar.
Yeah, big up Czar, big up Jetski, big up Czar. I know Jetski did he come over with you with the Euros and he helped you do the filming.
He edited everything, bro.
You got loads of love, got a lot of time for that, man. Big up Jetski, big up people that are supporting like that.
Jetski, yeah, that you different, blood. He will ride,
blood. Yeah, yeah.
You understand? Produce all the content, edit everything, stay up late. You understand? He's on job, bro. Without that you there, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing, blood. You understand? Because he's always there, blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Always on job, bro.
That's mad. Well, listen, big up Jetski, big up Czar as well.
Yeah,
big
Czar's
up.
A madman.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy, bro.
I see his Insta. Some things I see.
He needs to take his time with it.
Yeah.
You ever see a midget drunk? You don't want to see it.
No. We'll experience that one time. We'll go out, all of us together.
He's
it'll
the
be
one
a vibe.
That gets me into trouble.
Swear.
Yeah, bro.
Bro.
He gets me into trouble, bro.
Well, listen, we'll save that. We'll save that for the next podcast with Troops. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. Troops, thank you, bro, for doing this and coming down.
Man, your family, blood.
Yeah, bro, I respect it so much, man. Yeah, love. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time on Inside AFTV.